And I got stuck.
Oh, no.
And the people from the sawmill had to come and pick the car up and put it over. I had gotten in the ruts instead of up on the ruts or whatever.
Oh, no.
Oh, me. So then, when Daddy came home from school, and I had to tell him I was the one that had gotten his car so dirty. All because of a spool of thread. I'll never forget that.
I'll tell you something else that Amy did, not that she did, but that she worried about. And that was the steep little hill that's right there where Norcross Street bows down to go to the library, you know, and she was trying to come up this hill. And it used to be that in your car you had to push in your clutch and maneuver there a little bit. And if you rode your clutch, that was wrong. Mm. Your daddy would really get you about riding the clutch. Mm. But if you didn't ride the clutch, you'd choke down right on the hillside. And she was too worried about that. She hated that little hill.
And I choked down on it one time. And I kept on trying to mash the clutch and the brake and the gas.
Three things with two feet.
And in the process, I choked down. And some person came up behind me and pulled close enough to where the bumper of my car hit the bumper of his car. And so that gave me the brakes. And so then I could get started again.
Get going, and they were helping you out, huh?
Get going again, but that, I don't want any more stick shift cars.
Enjoy the automatic, huh?
Right.
That's a great story.
Well, we finally got around to having a theater uptown, and that belonged to the Ms. And Mr. now, her son, is one of the assistant principals out at Roswell High School. Hmm. That's who he is. But anyhow, she and her husband ran a theater uptown, and it still has the little theater front on it, but I don't know what kind of stores in there now. It was an eating place for a while.
Well, upstairs was Mitty's Tea Room, but downstairs was souvenir shop. My idea.
Mm-hmm. And, but it used to be a theater.
Yeah, it did.
A nice theater.
But it was only had movies on Friday night and Saturday. That's all. And when it was at the Roswell store, it was only on Saturdays.
Oh, wow.
So.
It was always some kind of cowboy.
Ms. knew everybody in town, you know. Of course she did, because town wasn't many people.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. But anyhow, she knew which children were 10 or 12 years old, and she was beginning to get to where she knew which ones were getting 14 years old. They didn't want to pay to come, though she had let them in free while they were little.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, she'd get around to having to say, don't you believe it's time for you to pay now?
Yeah.
adult versus children.
Yeah.
Prices.
Yeah, that's right. But she was a dear person and had a grand sense of humor. She was a sweet, sweet lady. Everybody loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I don't know that it was the cause of her death, but it certainly was the cause of her becoming slightly incapacitated. She stepped on a thumbtack, just stepped on it with her heel, and didn't know that she had stepped on it.
Bedroom slipper.
Yeah, through her bedroom slipper. Anyhow, she didn't know it at the time.